It is Eat My Brunch with me, Nick Field, in association with Chigwell Bifolds. And hopefully on the line, I should have Mr. James Watson from the Queen's Theatre. Are you there, James?
Hi, Nick.
Hello. Oh, it's always that tense moment when you're like, are you there? And yes, they are. So it's great to hear you already, James. Welcome to Phoenix FM. Yes, welcome. Now, you're chatting to us today all about this new performance that is coming up at the Queen's Theatre.
Yes, I am. Our production of Little Red Riding Hood, which we're all really excited about at the moment.
Indeed. Now, Little Red Riding Hood is—it's a story that lots of people are familiar with, but there's probably a lot more to it than people realise. When you were putting this performance together, were you going for a more traditional telling of the story, or were you going for a slightly different angle?
We were looking at obviously the traditional tale that everybody knows, and trying to stay quite truthful to that original story. It's lasted all these years and through all these generations, so it's got to be doing something right. But we felt that it needed a bit of a modern twist, a bit of a new energy, a new life taken to it. So we've tried to keep the traditional story and present it in a new, really interesting, imaginative way.
Oh, sounds great. Tell us about how you've approached it in this new way.
Great. Okay, so we've taken a script by a writer called Mike Kenny, who is Olivier Award winning, and we've taken his adaptation, and we've kind of breathed a bit of new life with adding some original songs and music by a musical director and composer we work with quite a lot called Stephen Markwick. And the play is set of a brother and sister spending the night at Granny's house in this attic bedroom, and they start to get really intrigued by this giant wardrobe and all of the things that they start to find within the wardrobe in order to help them get to sleep that night. They start telling the story of Little Red Riding Hood using all of the props and furniture and objects that they can find in Grandma's house, and a few surprise appearances from some donuts as well, in order to help them bring this story to life as part of their own kind of magical journey and investigation of Little Red Riding Hood's adventure.
Oh, fantastic. So I like how you've kind of gone from how you're kind of approaching it from a storyteller angle.
Absolutely. It's all about empowering young people to use their imagination, really, and following this journey of storytelling and creativity.
Excellent. Oh, well, sounds fascinating. And the good thing about the performance is there's also going to be a chance for the youngsters watching to talk about what they thought of it, about it, and maybe about how they could express their creativity in the workshops afterwards. So tell us about those.
Absolutely. So not only is there the opportunity to come and watch the show, which anyone can do. We've got tickets that are suitable for all the family, but we've also got the opportunity to sign up for a workshop after the show for those aged 5 to 10, where they'll get an hour working with one of our practitioners and be able to explore the story more and kind of have a go at some of the things they've seen on stage in telling their own version of a story, playing with props and costumes and kind of getting to grips with using their imagination to tell some stories with some of our drama activities.
Brilliant. And indeed, so it sounds like you've got the full package here. So you've got seeing minds in action, and then the chance for youngsters to put their own minds in action, which
certainly no reason for people to be bored in this first week of the Easter holidays.
Indeed, very true. Very good point there. And tell us a bit about the stars of the production.
Okay, so we are using members of our professional acting company, Cut to the Chase, who work with us on productions all throughout the year, and we've got a couple of them in. We've got Sophie McKenna, and we've got Kenny Davis. Kenny returns to us after being in Millie and the Minotaur last year, which many of the audiences for Little Red Riding Hood will have seen the equivalent show last year, Millie and the Minotaur, in which Kenny played our Minotaur and our Doctor.
Excellent. So there will be some familiar faces for people to see as well.
Familiar faces for people, yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So tell us about how long is the production running for, and how can people get tickets?
great. So the performances start this afternoon. So we've got a show at 2 o'clock today, and they run for the next couple of days as well. So we've got a 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. show both tomorrow and Thursday. So that's five shows over the 3 days. And tickets are just £6.50 for the show. It lasts about an hour. And tickets for the workshop, for those that want to stay on afterwards and get involved, are £6 per child. They can either book in advance from the box office. Now, box office number is 01708 443 3333, or go to our website and find our kids shows button on the top of our homepage, and you can book directly online.
Brilliant. So yes, it looks like it's going to be definitely a lot more fun than a lion, I reckon.
I think definitely a lot more fun than a lion. We've been touring this show to a few schools in the area in the last couple of weeks. It's gone down an absolute storm, and we've been really excited by the production, and we're really looking forward to being able to kind of host it on home territory, if you like, this week, with it coming in to the theatre onto our main stage.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great few days, and I think you're going to really make a few people's Easter holidays with the event. So, well,
certainly our aim.
Indeed. So, just remind us, where's the place that people can go to find out more and book tickets?
Great. So you can go on our website, www.queens-theatre.co.uk, and you'll see we've got a kids shows button on the top right hand side of our homepage with all of our kids and families events with Little Red Riding Hood there, so you can book directly online, or give us a call on our box office, which is 01708 443 3333, and someone will be there to take your call.
Excellent stuff. Well, thanks very much for chatting to us this morning, James.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
And very best of luck with the production.
Thank you very much.